Life's good.
Never on.
Whoa.
Hard. Hard reset.
Come on, Brent.
Life's good.
Got real close.
The hair high, right?
Trying to hit two thirds.
Have they saved it for her? Yes, they have.
Welcome to Game of Stones, everybody. I am Sean Graham, Scott, alongside, as always. Hello, Scott.
Sean, good evening.
How do you do?
I do well. Are you enjoying the more sunlight we're getting now that it's the first week of March?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Looking forward to the time change this weekend. Always a little annoying when you get up that Sunday morning, that Monday morning, but that extra hour really makes a difference. Like, I my walk home from work is almost fully in the light. The last, say, 15, 20 minutes is dark, but starting next week, I'm fully in the light until November. So very excited about that.
Yeah, that really sneaks up on you, hey? Like, I always think of it as being an April thing,
right?
But no, it's been, and for the last few years, it's always been that Sunday of the Briar is the first day of daylight saving time. So
yeah, it just means the final gets there faster.
yeah, a little less sleep for everyone. So yeah. Really good. Yeah, pretty excited. We've got something very special on tap today, Sean. Do you want to tell the people about it?
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. So you might remember a couple weeks ago during the Scotties, I created a very difficult trivia game based on Scotties trivia for Scott to play. We won't say what the result of that was. If you listen to it, you know. But the game was very, very hard. I made it intentionally very difficult. So Scott is going to get his revenge here this week. And we're going to do some Briar trivia. So Scott, you have created a trivia game. And we'll see how well I do this time.
Yeah, yeah. So I created this trivia game, but in a more accurate way. I let ChatGPT write this trivia game, which was not a great idea because it got a lot of things wrong. So ChatGPT wrote this, but I replaced probably half the questions and changed some of the answers that it said was an answer because my research was like, or I looked at the answer it said and was like, hey, that's not right.
Interesting. Okay. Can you give an example of something that was noticeably wrong?
So yes, I think I kept this question in, but the question was, who is the youngest skip to win a Briar?
Ah.
And it said that Brad Gushue was the youngest skip to win a Briar in 2005, which he did not do.
Did not, no.
And was not the youngest skip to win a Briar when he did.
Right.
So yeah, like some like pretty basic
sure
factual things.
Yeah.
And it also wrote very easy questions at the beginning and I said make it a little harder. And so it's a little harder. It's a combination of my brain and AI brain.
Right.
And there might still be some mistakes, but we'll find out as we'll go.
Yeah, it's a group effort here. And it's one of those things too, Scott, that sometimes I think that I've never really used ChatGPT, but in all the things that I've written over the course of my life, the worst thing in the world is the blank screen with the cursor just mocking you as it just as it goes on and off. And so one of the things I would always do is like just write a page, even if it was nonsense. It had to be vaguely on the topic, but if it was nonsense, then at least you're working off something. And I think that's what ChatGPT can provide, is that it's a starting point for writing. So
yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was going to listen to the Scotties episode and then use all the same questions.
All the same questions, yeah.
But I didn't have access to it. So it was going to take me way longer to do that than anything else. But here we are. And so I've got five rounds of trivia, Sean.
Okay, five rounds.
Loose topics for each round, and okay, we're going in the order of the rounds. So the round one is deep Briar history. Round two is legendary players and records.
Okay.
Round three is unique Briar locations, but we'll just call it, Briar locations.
Okay.
Round four is unbreakable Briar records and surprising stats.
Ooh, that's fun.
And one of those questions might be nonsense. And then the last five questions are the countdown clues.
Okay.
Countdown clues. Now they're all players who have participated in multiple Briars.
That'll be fun.
So that's the order of operations for today.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how many points there will be because we'll find out as we go.
Sure.
Cause some of them I'm asking for like a choose from a list, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But let's get started. There's 5 points in the first round plus a bonus point.
All right, let's do it.
We'll get it started. Sean, I think this is relatively easy. What was the name of the Briar when it was first introduced?
I believe the event started. Ooh, when it first, so when the Canadian Men's Curling Championship started?
Yes.
Is this the McDonald's Briar?
That's correct. The McDonald's trophy, McDonald trophy. So yes. Sponsored by McDonald Tobacco. And that started in 1927, Sean. 1927 to 79. Not for points. So I'm giving you 1 point on this one. Not for points. Can you name the other sponsors?
Labatt.
Yep.
Nokia. Tim Hortons.
You got it.
Montana's.
There you go. Wow. Good job.
No this points?
No points. No points. That was pretty easy, Sean.
That was pretty easy.
Nokia, you might forget, but.
Yeah, because it wasn't that long. It was only a couple of years.
Yeah. All right. Next question. What are the top three provinces in Briar wins? So the three provinces with the most wins, you don't have to give them to me in the right order, but there's three that are on top, and I'll give you a hint that they're also the same in top three finishes.
Okay, so we're talking about individual game wins as opposed to championship titles.
No, championship titles.
Championship titles, okay. Gotta go Alberta.
Alberta, yeah.
Gonna give some love to the Kerry Burtnicks and the Jeff Stoutons of the world and say Manitoba.
Manitoba, okay.
Now the last one is maybe sneaky tough, only in that because Northern Ontario has always been a thing. So you got, you know, Al Hackner and Brad Jacobs up there. Ontario's won a whole bunch. The Howards, Wayne Madaw, like Peter Corner. Like there's been a lot in Ontario. Don't think anyone from the East Coast, even if you go back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, would have had enough. Saskatchewan hasn't won in over 40 years, but they did win a bunch early. But going to have to go population theory. I think I'm going to go Ontario. So Alberta, Manitoba, Ontario are my three.
Sean, you're in luck that you did population theory. That is, in fact, the correct three, and it is in the correct order.
Oh.
Ontario tied with Saskatchewan for top three finishes at 41 total top three finishes, but has 10 Briar titles to Saskatchewan's 7. If you include victories as Team Wildcard and Team Canada, Brad Gushue has 6. And there's another one for Newfoundland and yes. Labrador. So that would be also 7.
Yes.
But we don't include that in the official stats. Right. So anyway, 2 for 2, Sean, you feeling good?
Yeah, I like this.
Good stuff. All right. This one is a little wordy.
Okay.
So which province was the last province to win its first ever Briar title?
The last province. So the last province to win that association's first title.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we have to think about then. The first one you would think of is Newfoundland, but as you said, there was the one before that that was so long ago. I wouldn't think it's Newfoundland.
Jack McDuff, Sean.
Jack McDuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I believe the great Bob Cole was on that team. Or am I thinking of someone else?
I think he was on that team, but he's not listed on Wikipedia, so I will not confirm or deny it.
Okay. So I don't think it's them. The question that I'm having here is, was there a Quebec champion before 2000 and was it 2006, or was that the first one for Quebec? Because otherwise, I say Northern Ontario has a great pedigree. You could go BC 2000, Mark Dacey, maybe Nova Scotia. It could be in play on that one. So did Quebec get one early, or Nova Scotia get one early? You know, Scott, I'm going to, my instinct as I was thinking about it is Quebec. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to go with Quebec.
Sean, your gut is leading you right this time. So that Newfoundland team that we mentioned, Jack McDuff, won in 1976. And that was Newfoundland's first Brier title. The very next year, in 1977, Jim Ursel's rink out of Montreal won the Brier. Okay. That being Quebec's first ever title.
Wow.
Let me just double check here. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And then since then, it's all been teams that have won, that had already won a title before 1977. Alberta, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Northern Ontario, Manitoba again, British Columbia had won in the 50s, and that famous 1964 World Championship team skipped by Lyle Dagg. So, yeah, okay. Pretty surprising. This one struck me as, really?
Yeah. So again, I was going based on like Jean-Michel Ménard, 2006, like not thinking that might be the first one. So that I can't really take a lot of credit for that. That the guess I was basing it on was incorrect. I just happened to get it right.
Yeah. And you mentioned Nova Scotia, Sean, as a possible team. Well, they won the first ever one in 1927, Murray McNeil's rink. So that wouldn't have been.
How many successful. Have they won overall? Do you have that number?
Nova Scotia has won 3 overall. Okay.
So someone won in between the first one and Mark Dacey.
Yeah, I believe it was also near the beginning.
Okay.
In 51.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, Sean, you're 3 for 3 here. You're on fire.
Yeah. Heater. On a heater.
On a heater. It's a game of streaks. Which curler won the Brier as a skip and then later won it again playing as a third?
So the first time this individual won was as a skip and then came back and won it as a third. That's interesting. So who would have,
because you think a lot of people go
the other way,
right? Like, yeah. Like Glenn Howard.
Yeah. Wayne Madaw is another one who has done that, who won it as a skip and then won it again playing third. That is a very interesting and difficult question. Did Kerry Burtnick ever go play with Jeff Stoughton is what I'm wondering. And I can't think of off the top. I can't think of anything else. So I'm going to guess Kerry Burtnick.
No, this is where your streak comes to an end, Sean. You mentioned this player in your discussion.
As I was going through that?
You were going through the players, yeah.
Wayne Madaw?
Wayne Madaw, Sean. Wayne Madaw won as a skip.
Oh, and then he went back.
In 1998.
Yeah.
Went back with Glenn Howard and won in 2012.
Right. Yes, but he had won with Russ.
Yeah, early. He won as a second earlier.
Right. I was thinking like first time winning as a skip, like the first chance. That's my fault. my fault.
Well, you know, it could have been a little bit better worded, but so ChatGPT gave me four answers: Wayne Madaw, Jeff Stoughton, Pat Simmons, and John Morris.
Oh, none of the other ones are accurate, though.
No, this was like multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
So that probably would have made it.
Yeah, I think I would have got it on that multiple choice.
Easier. Yeah. Yeah. So question five is a two-part question.
Okay.
You can earn 2 points on it.
Love it.
Team Canada has competed for 10 years at the Brier since 2015, not including 2025. So how many Brier championships does Team Canada have?
Okay.
And as a corollary to that, how many provinces have fewer Brier wins than Team Canada?
Okay. So Team Canada won the first time. That's Simmons and Morris. And then Gushu has won all these ones. And so the first ones we won in 2017 is Newfoundland. So 2018, 2019, and then he's won three in a row again. Is that right? So I'm going to say, I don't think anyone else repeated, went belly to belly. So I'm going to say five for Team Canada.
Oh, Sean, you're so close, but you forget that Kevin Cooey team that won in 2019, breaking up the streak of Gushu. He won it in 2018, 2023, and 2024 as Canada, as well as the Simmons John Morris rank that you mentioned. So it was four wins for Team Canada.
Okay. So now the corollary. Now, are we saying, thinking back to the Scotties one, I was very clear with the one question I said, provinces.
Yeah.
Are we saying provinces or associations?
So of the however many associations there are, 11 curling
There's 14.
There's 14 associations in total.
Yeah.
Sure. The throw territories out the north. Have you just never
won. Throw out the north? Okay.
So of the provinces, the provincial
provincial associations.
Associations, yeah.
So how many have less than four? Again, it's gone on so long that it makes it hard to know. Like you think of, say, BC, and in our lifetime, if one, I think one, has there been four others over the course of the 100 years of the event?
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly very possible. So the ones that are no, Alberta, Manitoba, Ontario, obviously we've already talked about those. I think Saskatchewan is a no. Northern Ontario, Nick Hackner won at least two. Jacobs is one. Quebec, well, Nova Scotia, we had three, so we know that. I'm going to say maybe Quebec. Has PI ever won? I don't know. And of Gushu's, if three of them were as Team Canada, and then there's the Jack McDuff, so that's three. It's okay, so going Quebec, PEI, Newfoundland and Labrador, New Brunswick. Ooh, maybe New Brunswick. And then Nova Scotia. So five. I'm going to say five as my answer, Scott.
Sorry, run through them again.
Basically everything east.
Nova Scotia, Quebec, New Brunswick, PEI, and what was the last one?
Oh, and Newfoundland. Because I think Gushu won as Team Canada too much. So the four Atlantic provinces and Quebec. Everything east of Ottawa, everything east of where I currently am is less.
Sean, you are right. You are right. Because Newfoundland, Labrador, because Gushu won as wild card once.
Yeah.
They don't crack that four victories. And since we're counting his victories as Canada in this question, we also have to count his victories as wild card. So correct five that are below that, Sean, New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island, the two that have zero victories, as well as the now defunct Toronto team, which existed in the beginning there as an association. They finished third five times.
Well, good on them.
Good on them. So you get the 1 point there. A total of 4 big points in round one. Feeling good?
Feeling good. I like that. I like that.
All right. So
a couple lucky ones. You got to admit a couple lucky ones, but I'll say.
But you got to be good to be lucky.
Yep.
You got to be lucky to be good. So round two, legendary players and records. We're just going to start with a list, Sean. Okay. I'm looking for 10 different players.
Okay.
Most games played at a Brier.
10 players, most games, all positions. Okay. How many can I get wrong here before you cut me off?
3 strikes before we cut you off.
3 strikes. Okay. Brad Gushue.
Brad Gushue, correct.
Mark Nichols.
Mark Nichols, correct.
Glenn Howard.
Glenn Howard, correct. You've got 1, 2, and 3.
Wayne Madaw.
Wayne Madaw is your first strike.
Ooh, okay. All right, let's move west then. Jeff Stoughton.
Ooh, Sean, you got strike number 2.
Okay, now I got to be careful.
Manitoba is a really tough province. So.
It is. It is. All right, Ben Hebert.
Ben Hebert, number 5.
Mark Kennedy.
And your round comes to an end.
Wow. On 3.
Mark Kennedy, not on the list.
Interesting. Okay.
So you got 4 points there. You got the top 3.
Yeah.
Number 4, Brent Lang.
Oh, yeah, Langer. That's, yeah.
Tied for 6th, actually, are EJ and Ryan Harnden.
Oh, the Harndens, yeah.
Tied for 6th.
Yeah.
Ryan Fry at 8th.
Oh, yeah, should have had that.
Brad Jacobs at 9. And Sean, you said his brother, but Russ Howard is number 10 in games played.
Okay. Should have done better on that. That was a bad job.
Of a possible 10, you got 4 points on that one.
I just went from a 2/3 success rate down to what now? 50%.
Yeah. It's brutal. Just like that. Yep. So you still get 4 points, and there you go. All right. The next up, there have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players that have thrown at least 5 perfect games at a Brier.
5 perfect games. Wow.
So a minimum of 5, and the most that anyone's thrown is 7.
Okay.
And then there was a whole bunch with 4, and I said, I just got to cut it off at 5. Right. So we'll do this again. 3 strikes and you're out.
Okay.
And you got the chance to earn up to 6 points.
Okay. So 6 players who have 5 perfect games.
That's right.
So for this one, I'm going to lean more, I think, to front end players, particularly leads, who I think have the greater likelihood of throwing a perfect game, generally speaking. So let me go Ben Hebert.
Ben Hebert has 5 perfect games.
Okay. Let me go Jeff Walker.
Jeff Walker had 4.
Oh, okay.
There's one. I'll tell you. I'll give you a hint there. There's one more lead on the list.
Okay.
2 skips and 2 mostly seconds.
Mostly seconds. Okay. Give me Lang.
Brent Lang also had 5.
Okay. Another lead. Now, I'm going to guess this. I'm guessing this because I want it to be true. More so than I think it's actually a good guess. Steve Gould.
Steve Gould did not make my list, but Steve Gould did have 1 perfect game.
It's disappointing. Okay, so now I'll
steer you away from the lead. I think it's going to be hard to get.
Okay.
It's a recent player, but honestly, like I would have gone through 10 leads before I thought of this guy. So,
all right. So I'll go to the skips then. And who could have five? So you need volume, but you also need to be great. So give me Gushue.
Gushue is the leader, Sean, with 7
perfect
games out of Breyer. That's insane, right?
That's nuts. Yeah. So elsewhere on the skip, so there was 2 skips. So you could think, again, you need volume on this. And I'm thinking more modern because of the better conditions, better sweeping, maybe inflation in terms of the scoring, but also someone who's just a pure rock thrower. And again, volume. So I'm going to go Glenn Howard as the other skip.
Glenn Howard, you got it. 5 perfect games for Glenn Howard.
Okay, so I'm at, is it 4 do I have?
You got 4. You got 2 strikes.
Yeah, so now I have to go to
2 remaining.
And there's another one who is mostly a second, because I think Lang falls into the mostly second category.
Yes.
Did play a little leads. Somebody else who's mostly a second who would have 5 perfect games.
Someone you said in the last round.
Kennedy.
Mark Kennedy. 5 perfect games.
Okay. So now I need a lead. He's a modern player, but not somebody who you would necessarily think of at the top of a list.
He did this in 3 Breyers. He got 5 perfect games in 3 Breyers.
This person's only played in 3. Wow.
Yeah.
That,
well...
I think I know. Because we did a trivia last summer and I had a question about highest shooting percentage, like overall at minimum number of shots. Mm-hmm. So I think I remember, maybe I'm wrong on the 3 Breyers, but I'm going to go with Denny Neufeld.
Denny Neufeld is right, Sean. Yay! 5 perfect games in 2016, 17, and 18.
All right.
That's pretty crazy.
Memory pays off. I mean, that was a pretty big clue. I would have never guessed any Neufeld unless you had provided clues.
Yeah, that was the hardest one to get. So anyway, and I like when we do well. Okay, another perfect game question. This is only for 1 point.
Okay.
Last year in the 2024 Breyer, 12 different players... 12 different players? No, there were 12 different perfect games.
Okay.
There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different players that threw them. Name any one of them.
Any
other
one.
Other than the ones that we answered on the last round.
Somebody threw a perfect game last year who I didn't say in the last round. So presumably then Kennedy threw a perfect game last year. Gushue threw a perfect game last year.
Gushue and Hebert threw perfect games last year that were on the list.
Okay. So who else would have thrown a perfect game last year? First, I got to remember who was in the event last year. What were all the permutations of the team? There's been some teams. There's been so many changes. So... I'm going to go with one that I think I guessed last time that was wrong, but for 5, but I'm going to guess that Jeff Walker pulled off a perfect game last year.
Sean, you are right. Jeff Walker pulled off 2 perfect games last year. So good job on you. The other ones who did it in alphabetical order by first name. Andy McCann, lead for New Brunswick.
Nice.
Ben Hebert had 2. Brad Gushue had 1. Brett Gallant. Dan Marsh threw 2 in, I was going to say back-to-back draws, but it doesn't look that way. Jeff Walker, who you said, and Ryan Harnden. And then second to lastly, Stephen Trickett of Newfoundland and Labrador against Team Dunstone. And as well as Tim March an extra end game as he threw 22 shots through a perfect game.
Impressive.
Yeah. So good on you there. You got your point. Now we're going to move on to Hot Shots. Sean, do you remember Hot Shots?
I loved Hot Shots.
Okay, so you're going to like this.
Okay.
What are... So there's five provinces that fit into the top three.
Okay.
Of provinces whose team, whose players have won the Hot Shot a number of, multiple number of times.
Okay, so there's five provinces?
Yeah, so one province has won it five times.
Yeah.
One has won it four, and then three have won it three times.
Okay.
Can you give me any three of those five member associations?
Okay. I will say, see, the thing about the Hot Shots that's really interesting is when you look at the list of people who have won Hot Shots, it's not like Kevin Martin wasn't winning it every year. I think he won it once, but like he wasn't going out and winning it all the time. Allison Farrell, who we know, mm-hmm. I played with Andrew for years and years and years. Like she won the year that she was there playing for New Brunswick. And like, so you go in and that's not.
Her Wikipedia page does not exist under Allison Franny.
Yes, they were not married at that point, but like, so you have these people who are obviously very good players who are at this event, but aren't the people who are on the winning teams all the time who win the Hot Shots, just the way it would always work. So you can't just say, well, all right, this province has won all the championships, so therefore they'll win all the Hot Shots. So with that, I am going to say, thinking about people who shoot well, this and that, I'm going to go with Northern Ontario.
All right, Sean. So I'm going to give you Northern Ontario because Mike Coulter won in 1997. Brad Jacobs won in 2017. And then Northern Ontario as a team won the team Hot Shots competition in 2018, which was the last iteration.
Right.
So Northern Ontario, yeah, you'll get credit for that.
Nice.
You need to name all three to get 1 point for this question.
Oh, okay. So I need to keep going.
You do get bonus points if you can name any of the players, although I've already done it for you with Northern
Ontario. With those ones. So. Okay. I do think that Kevin Martin has one, because I do remember the fake CCA Twitter account in the early days of Twitter. He won and said, this is just the first, like that the account was like, or no, it's the fake Kevin Martin one. At the same time, there was the fake CCA. It was basically, the tweet was something like, yeah, I just won that. Like I'm going to win everything else this week. So I'm pretty sure Kevin Martin has won. I'll go with Alberta.
So Alberta is number two on the list with four times, but Kevin Martin has not.
Whoa. Won. That's surprising.
One.
Okay.
Do you have another guess for who might've won out of Alberta?
Pfeiffer.
No. Don Bartlett, Randy Furby, John Morris, and Mark Kennedy.
Ah, okay. All right. So another province that has a bunch. Now I'm going to go on one that you wouldn't necessarily expect. I'm going to say British Columbia.
British Columbia, Sean, has only two Hot Shots winners.
Shoot.
Do you want to take a guess at which players those were?
No.
Okay. Greg McCauley and Pat Ryan.
Oh, I should. Okay. I would have been able to get those two.
Yeah. Okay. So
like somebody like from 1993 who went to one Brier and would have never.
No, heard. There's more people have Wikipedia pages on the men's side than on the women's. Sean, the other associations were Ontario won it five times. Actually, Ed Wernick being the first one to win in 1995, and then a streak of four in a row between 2009 to 2012. That's Saville, Howard, Richard Hart, and then Wayne Madaw.
Wow, spread the love.
Northern Ontario, you said three times. Manitoba, three times. Colin Hodgson, the most recent. Stevie Gould in 2006. Hey,
Stevie Gould, yeah.
And Stevie Gould again in 1999. So you talked about Steve Gould for Perfect Games, but he was on the Hot Shots.
Hot Shots guy.
More often than that. Okay, so no points there. No big deal. Just worth 1 point.
Okay.
Who cares? Sean, we talked at the beginning that who is the youngest skip to ever win the Brier?
Yep.
Your hint is that it's not Brad Gushue.
Yeah. So not Brad Gushue is the youngest to win. I'm trying to remember if Kevin Martin won one early 90s out of the junior ranks when he first went from junior to the men's. But he certainly won the Olympic trials to go to the Olympics when it was the test event or whatever it's called, the demonstration sport. Did he win a Brier at that point? That's the question that I'm asking to myself, because if it's not him, I mean, there's obviously a bunch of others, but did he win one that early? But I'm going to go with yes, and I'm going to guess Kevin Martin
from the early 90s.
Yeah.
Not a bad guess. You're going to have to go a little further back in history to 1981. Does that give you any clues? 1981, when a 22-year-old skip out of Manitoba won the Brier.
That's not Carrie Burtnick, is it?
It's Carrie Burtnick, Sean. Wow. Carrie Burtnick, at the age of 22, was the youngest skip to ever win the Brier, but not a bad guess with Kevin Martin. So, on that round, Sean, you racked up a total of 11 points out of a possible 10, 6, 1, 2, 3, 19.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good, I'd say. Pretty darn good. Now, we're going to Brier locations, Sean. Brier locations.
Now, you teased this, though, as unusual Brier locations.
I did, because that's how ChatGPT wrote. Wrote it, but I don't really think that's appropriate or right. Hold on, I did have to do some legwork to count all of the Brier locations, and now I just need to sort the data. Sean, which province has hosted the Brier the fewest times? And you can give me the top three fewest if you want.
Early on, famously, there was the Brier train, and people would take the train to get to the event and get on coast to coast. And there was one place, Scott, that is notable that you can't get there by train on this beautiful country of ours. So I'm going to say that Newfoundland and Labrador is in amongst the fewest.
They are the second fewest with two to this point. Of course, it was announced they will host in 2026, I believe.
And I guess I shouldn't say it's the only place where you can't get to on a train. There's another place that you can't get to on a train. I'm going to go to the other island, Prince Edward Island.
You are right, Sean. Prince Edward Island is also the one that has only hosted one time. Yeah, you've got the bottom two. Can you name the next only three times?
So the instinct, the natural instinct would be to stick on the East Coast, because they tend to give the Scotties to the East Coast, I think, more often than they do the Brier. But they also never give anything to the province of Quebec. So I'm going to go with La Belle Province.
Ah, that's not a bad guess, Sean. Not a bad guess. But you would have been right to stay in the east with New Brunswick. New Brunswick has hosted three times, twice in Moncton, once in Fredericton. And Northern Ontario, I believe, has hosted once in Fort William / Thunder Bay, once in Sault Ste. Marie, and once in Sudbury. Oh, twice in Sudbury. Sorry. Twice in Sudbury. So three unique
cities. Yeah.
But four in total. So Quebec also four in total, twice. Well, I'm not going to say where, because
it's coming up.
It might come up further. So, and then, so you know what? I'll give you 2 points because I'm feeling generous on that.
Thanks.
And the next question then is, outside of Toronto, which has hosted it a Wild 14 times because they hosted the first
all the early ones. Yeah.
What is the next most, the city who's hosted the next most Briars? And I'll give you the number. The number is 8.
8. Okay. So I think there's really 3 possibilities here. Winnipeg, Edmonton, and I don't know. Actually, maybe it's actually between those two. They used to go to Edmonton a lot. I've been to Edmonton in a bit. It's been a minute. Winnipeg. I haven't been to Winnipeg in a while either for anything. They've fallen in love with the arena in Calgary, but I think those are the two that it's possible. I think they bounce between Regina and Saskatoon enough, and both were on the train line too, if you think of those early ones. But Winnipeg's more central. I'm going to go with the Manitoba Capital.
Unfortunately, Sean, no. 4 times Winnipeg has hosted the Briar. The number is 8 is the number for, I think I said that already.
Yeah.
And you did mention that they do like that arena in Calgary. 8 times.
Wow.
The Briar has been held in Calgary. Third place is a tie amongst 4 cities, all of which you mentioned except one. So you mentioned Saskatoon, Edmonton, and Regina have each hosted 6 times. There's one more that's hosted 6 times. Think you can name it?
It's hosted a Briar 6 times.
And it's not Winnipeg.
It's not Winnipeg. I mean, it'd be funny if it was Brandon. I don't think it's Brandon, though. I don't want to say, probably not Kingston. Maybe I'm thinking West. They like going to Victoria. That's a tough one. But give me Kingston.
Kingston, not a bad guess with Kingston, Sean. It's only hosted twice, but it does feel like it's hosted more.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Halifax.
Ah, of course.
Is number 6. You talk about the Briar train.
Yeah.
You can picture it pulling into Halifax Station right about now on the night train. And I always get this jingle stuck in my head about the Nokia Briar. It's a shore thing. And the Briar's coming to Halifax. Always liked that. Sorry, you don't get any points there. Next up. So there's a bunch of cities that have hosted the Briar. What is the smallest city by population that has hosted the Briar?
So you mentioned in an earlier question that Prince Edward Island has hosted. I assume that was credited to either Charlottetown or Summerside. I don't know if it matters that much. But then the question is, say it's Charlottetown, are there more people who live in Charlottetown than live in Penticton or Kamloops? And I don't know the answer to that question off the top of my head. Or like Windsor, if Windsor's probably bigger as hosted. Sudbury would probably be bigger, I would think. Is the Briar ever in Moose Jaw? Moose Jaw's not that big. Was it the Scotties that was there when they always showed us the Al Capone car and the interstitials? They certainly had a Worlds there. But I'm going to stick, I think, with my initial thought. Go to the island and I'll say Charlottetown.
Yeah, Sean, I've been Googling on the fly here because I think this is one of the ones ChatGPT gave me the wrong answer to.
Okay.
So the answer it gave me was Brandon.
Okay.
And I'm Googling Brandon's population. So like it might have been at the time the smallest city to have ever hosted. The estimated 2024 population is about 52,000. And if I go to Charlottetown, I think it's about 40,000.
Yeah, because isn't the whole island population around like 100,000?
So the population census for Charlottetown, world population review, 40,000. So yeah, well, I'll give you the point for that.
Woo!
One of the others was Chicoutimi, Quebec. And it has a population of about 68,000. So I'm just going on population today, not necessarily when they hosted the event. But there you have it. Big point for you. All right. The next ones are to do with attendance.
Okay.
Top three cities for single event attendance records at the Brier.
All right. I believe the record is held by Edmonton 2005
in Edmonton is the correct answer for number one. That was 281,985.
Huge. Absolutely huge. So are they all different cities?
They're all different cities.
Okay. So I'm going to think that bigger arenas on the prairies are the answer here. And I'm pretty sure they have had a Brier at the Saddle Dome. So I'm going to say Calgary.
Calgary 2009 was third. Yes, that's right. That's 246,126. And as a corollary, number four was also Calgary with 245,000.
That's why I like going to Calgary.
Yeah, they get them numbers.
All right. So the next one, then you got to think of where could they put it? So Winnipeg, you would think, okay, they had an NHL arena for a long time, smaller arena compared to all the other ones. Although I don't know if the old, how big the old one was before the Jets moved and if they would have put one there. Saskatoon's a pretty big arena for a major junior team, and they fill it when it's there. Ottawa, no. I'm just saying no to Ottawa on that. Same thing with the, I would think all the ones in Ontario, maybe the arenas are too small compared to what you get in the West. Halifax is a big building. They fill it all week compared to a Western one. That's a tough one, but I think I'm going to have to go, Scott. I'm going to go with the Heartland. I'm going to go with Saskatoon.
Sean, you listened to your gut, and your gut was right. Saskatoon at Saskatchewan Place or Sasktel Arena or whatever the heck it's called. 248,793 in the year 2000. Cue the music. You get 3 points there. And as a corollary, which city was the first one to host a Brier with a crowd over 200,000? So we've heard about these cities, you know, that Saskatchewan was in 2000, Edmonton was 2005, Calgary 2009 in the top three. The first Brier to have a crowd over 200,000 was before all of those.
Okay.
So which city and when? It might be the same city,
okay,
but it would have happened earlier.
Well, then I will guess, I was going to say Halifax, but because I have a memory of like Halifax 97 for some reason, but that was probably the trials, Halifax 97, that had big crowds the whole time. So maybe off on that, but I'll go with gut. You want to say Calgary, but based on those ones, but early Winnipeg 90, was it 99, 90? Give me Winnipeg.
Give you Winnipeg. Okay. I gave you Winnipeg, and the answer is not Winnipeg, Sean. It's Calgary. It was Calgary in 1997, where it was the first year to go over $200,000. $200,000. 1997 in Calgary. For a bonus point, because I'm feeling generous, what was the first city to go over 100,000?
Ooh.
And it is not one of the cities that we've mentioned.
Okay. I'll go Halifax on that one.
That's a pretty good guess. Halifax has had over 100,000. But the first time, Sean, was in Brandon in 1982.
Wow.
Brandon, 1982. So,
and ChatGPT thought it was the smallest town, which it still might have been at the time.
Still might have been, yeah. Okay, so let's
pick up the pace here a little bit.
Okay.
You got 6 points on that round. You've got a total of 21 out of who cares how many. round four.
Yeah.
We'll go rapid fire. This is Unbreakable Briar Records and Surprising Stats.
Okay.
This is the one that I changed the least.
Ooh.
And one of them I think is maybe not true. So we'll see. Okay. Number 16, which skip holds the records for the most Briar final losses?
As the skip, not player.
Maybe as the player, but
okay.
As a skip, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I will say Glenn Howard.
Glenn Howard is correct. One big point for you there. What was the largest margin of victory in a Briar final? And I'll give you four options.
Okay.
6 points, 8 points, 10 points, or 12 points?
I'm going to say 8 points.
Maybe you're right, but ChatGPT told me 10. Mm. I don't know when.
Okay.
But sorry.
I feel like that one they would get right.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't have time to double check that one.
Okay.
This one I think you'll get, Sean. Which skip won a Briar after taking over mid-event when the original skip was, they say benched, but put into another position?
That is, of course, the great Pat Simmons in the first Team Canada win.
Yes, 2015, Pat Simmons took over as skip and John Morris shuffled down to the third position. They went on a heater and won the whole thing. Good for you. Okay, what is the highest score that one team has ever put up in a Briar game?
Hmm.
And I'm going to give you a 10% range on this one.
A 10% range?
Maybe a 20% range. This is going to be hard to get.
Okay, so single game, highest score. I'm going to say 16.
Sean, you needed to almost double it.
What?
Saskatchewan scored 30 points against New Brunswick.
Wow.
In 1957. And that one came directly from the Briar program.
Wow. That's impressive.
Last year. Yeah, pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. And everyone was complaining when Nunavut gets blown out.
Yeah, Saskatchewan 30 versus New Brunswick 3 in 1957.
Mm. Yeah, maybe curiously though, shake. I mean, but to forgive New Brunswick, that was James Grattan's first, so still figuring it out back then.
And it was 12 ends back then, I think, so.
Right.
There you go. And then this one, Sean, I don't know if it's true or not, but which skip was known for wearing a cowboy hat while competing at the Briar?
Oh. That seems like an Ed Wernick thing.
You know what? You're getting a point because it's Ed Wernick. I don't think I've ever seen him wear a cowboy hat, but
that's what it said, though.
Yeah, that's what ChatGPT said. So there you go. Okay,
how was good that job an unbreakable that record or a surprising stat?
That's either surprising of those fact. Surprising fact, I guess. Yeah. Okay. All right, let me go to my countdown clues.
Okay. So this is sort of reverse order, is it? So if I get it on the first one, it's 5, then 4, then 3, so on and so forth?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly that much. Okay. So again, these are players who have played in multiple Briars. Okay. Some of them have already been said in the game today. Some of them are new. So we'll start with the 5-point question, and that this curler has played in over 20 Briars spanning 4 different decades.
I'll go to clue 4.
All right. He has won Briars with multiple different teams.
Teams is the word.
Yeah, not associations.
Okay, I'll go to clue 3.
This is all ChatGPT. He is known for his ability to call sweeping exceptionally well, even when a rock might pick up some debris on the ice.
ChatGPT wrote that?
No, I added that.
All right, I'm going to lock in Glenn Howard at 3 points.
And that is correct, Sean. The two-point question, or two-point clue, he won a Brier and World Championship with Ontario in 1993. And 1 point, his brother is also a well-known curler, and they won a Brier together in 2006. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No. Oh, boy.
That is the event, though, isn't it, where Glenn Howard murdered Joel Jordison, or was that later? I can't remember.
Russ Howard was later, there. But...
Yeah, it might have been later.
Maybe, maybe. Yeah, I can't vouch for the veracity of any of these. First clue. The first clue is not even right. This curler has appeared in 12 Briars.
Okay.
And has played for 4 different entities, including Team Canada and a wildcard team.
4 entities, 12 Briars, including Canada. Okay, I'm going to lock in on this, Scott.
Yeah.
Mark Nichols.
Mark Nichols. You needed to go to a different person, but let me just double check here.
Okay. All right. We'll go through the rest of the clues and let's see. I've got it wrong. I'm not going to sort of claim any points, but let's go through the rest of the clues.
Okay. 4 points. He has played in multiple Briars with different skips, including Kevin Cooey and John Morris.
And Morris. Okay.
He won his first Briar. Yeah, this is not right. Playing second for Kevin Cooey in 2010.
Uh-huh. Keep going. This is...
Okay, this is really funny because...
I want to know who it thinks it is.
He was part of the first Team Canada entry at the Briar after winning in 2014.
Okay. Does it think it's Pat Simmons?
So, no. One point clue, his last name is Hebert, but the answer is Mark Kennedy. Oh, ChatGPT is drawn.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so no points, but you don't...
Nobody got it right.
Nobody got that right, yeah. No. Okay. Sean, for reference, Mark Nichols has 19 appearances at a Briar. Mm.
But 4 different entities, I think, because he played Manitoba... Newfoundland, Canada, and Wildcard.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. And he also played as Newfoundland and then also as Newfoundland Labrador because they were just Newfoundland in 2003. But
did he replay as Saskatchewan once? I guess that his fourth would be?
Nichols?
No, Hebert. Oh, no, sorry. It was Kennedy.
It was Kennedy. Okay. It was Alberta, Canada, Alberta, Northern Ontario,
and Wildcard. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
This curler won multiple Briars, but never skipped a team at the event.
Multiple championships, never skipped. Okay.
He was part of a famous team that revolutionized curling.
Sorry, the first one was multiple championships, but never skipped.
But never skipped, yeah.
I'm going to... But there's multiple players on that team. Who could it...
Which one is it?
All right, give me the three-point clue.
His nickname was Shrek due to his resemblance to the animated character.
I'm glad I got the extra clue. Cause I was thinking someone from the Furby 4. The problem is this Marcel Rock or is it Randy Furby? Marcel Rock's
that, Sean.
Of the team?
No, of those two guesses.
Oh, it's not from... Wait, those are the only... Okay, give me the two-point clue. Looks like Shrek. Like, okay, what's the two-point clue?
He threw left-handed.
Oh, okay. So Scott Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Pfeiffer looks like Shrek? He's not a big dude.
I don't know. Maybe his face? Who knows, right? Like...
All right.
Again... I don't agree or disagree with any of these. But yeah.
All right.
All right. Next up, Yeah, it's wrong again. Okay, I'll change it. So this lead holds the record for most Breyer appearances at that position.
Most Breyer appearances as lead. Okay. I'll go to the 4 point.
This, he was part of a team that won back-to-back Breyers in the 2000s.
Okay. I'll go to 3 points.
He played alongside a skip and has also won an Olympic gold medal. So he was on a team with a skip that won an Olympic gold medal, and he also won an Olympic gold medal.
All right. I will lock in here at 3 points for Ben Hebert.
That's right, Sean. That's right. The back-to-back Breyers, of course, with Kevin Martin. And I think he won back-to-back Breyers again with Cooey.
Cooey, that sounds right.
These were clues we're giving. The 1 point clue that ChatGPT gave me was his last name is Walker. Anywho. Okay, here is a good one. Yeah, so this curler has played in six Breyers.
Six Breyers, okay.
And has played them all at the same position.
Same position, six times, okay.
He was known for high shooting percentages, clutch shot making, and a tuck delivery.
I'll go with... No, give me the three-point clue.
He played third for a famous Manitoba skip who won multiple Breyers.
Played third. Give me John Mead.
Correct, Sean. Correct. I sort of slid his unique sliding style and consistency of the two-point question into one of the previous. The last clue was his last name is Mead.
That one is actually right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, but it did say the first question said he played in over 15 Breyers.
Oh.
Which is not true. So good job for you, Sean. You get another 3 points there. Really well done. You only missed one. You got 11 out of a possible 25. Very solid.
I'll take that, yeah.
So overall.
That's better than the computer got.
Right? I had to do some editing on the fly, but you had 21 in the first three rounds plus 3 plus 11 equals a big score of 35. And I think there was around 55 to 60 points available. So
I'll take that. That's pretty good. It's a good score.
Yeah. You win. And I will be doing some data training of ChatGPT.
Yeah. So, well, there you go, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that, played along. If you beat me, don't let me know. But if I beat you, just write in, let me know what your score was, and keep things going like that. But no, let us know if you played along and if you like that. Thanks for putting that together, Scott. That was a lot of fun. Nice little respite from the games, or something to sort of keep us occupied in between the games that are going on all week. Here, and certainly if you need something in the morning times here for the rest of the week, given that the Breyers heading taking place out on the West Coast, those late night draws, nothing to get you going until after noon here on the East Coast or in Eastern time, then, you know, there's something for you for the rest of the week. But with that being said, that's going to do it for this week. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Please do subscribe wherever you get your podcast, like, rate, comment, all the good stuff. Helps other people find the show, keeps us growing. Head on over to GameOfStonesPod.com. Past episodes are there, plus a link to all the merch. On the socials, we're at Game of Stones Pod, except for on Facebook, where it's Game of Stones Podcast. And if you want to listen, let us know what you want to hear on the show, GameOfStonesPodcast@gmail.com. Scott, the Breyer is in full effect. How has it affected your sleeping with these West Coast games?
Yeah, having the games out on the West Coast, Sean, is tough. But what I'm finding is I'm just getting up at like 6:30 or 7 instead of my usual 7:15 or 7:30.
Yeah.
And hitting that PVR, hammering through the game early in the morning before I go to work. So I'm all caught up.
Right.
And then when I'm at work, you know, I've got multiple screens and I'm a good multitasker. So I've been able to follow along a little bit. Of course, you know, when you're in meetings or needing to do heads down work, you can't really follow it, but I've been able to catch a good amount. How about you?
Yeah, it's the same. The night games are tough, and it's always weird when it's, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon here in Eastern time, and it's still Brian and Kathy. This is Vic time. That's always a little weird, but you know, it is what it is, and certainly it's not. I much prefer the East Coast ones to the West Coast ones.
Yeah,
I'd rather get up a little earlier in the morning to catch those morning draws, or even like the 6:30 p.m. Eastern time ones are great. But you know, it is what it is, and we persist, we deal with it. And the playoffs will all be on the Eastern time schedule. So,
yeah, and Sean, you know, I've lived out west before, and I've always extolled the virtues of the Pacific time zone for sports. It's really amazing to watch sports. You know, you watch football, and then your whole day is not like killed doing that.
Right?
I love it. I love watching baseball games that start at 4 o'clock and then they're done at 7, and I can go, you know, have a beer with my friends or something. So yeah, love that Pacific time zone. Just not, don't love it when I'm in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah. That makes it a little tough, but it is what it is. We will, doing a great job out there for this week, as they always do. So hope you're all enjoying the Brier. We'll be back with you next week to recap it all and get you set for the Women's World Championship, which is just about a week and a half away. So until we talk to you then, keep those brooms on the ice and don't dump that intern.
Make the final.